Fear not, little flock, from the cross to the throne, from death into life, he went for his own. All power in earth, all power above is given to him for the flock of his love. Yeah. Oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, of this
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I be one name and I yaba.
Amen.
You know when you are doing my young cry, I am sedan at the mouth.
Amen.
And that day, baby, why you don't go to the pub? Or my brother, I bury it yet. Tom, we are so many in the year, but woman would be a beautiful. Yet, and I be a young one, you are being such a poor young man. Your son, I be, am I in Siam with you, yes, sir? A brief year, there be near pastor in the yaba. But I said, you are kind of a second. What's a baby, I bear no. But some of Jesus with him on. Now we are telling.
Amen.
We did for say, oh, my, say, over her, dear pa. Oba over down when you.
Amen.
And my man say, Radwaba. A brow when you swing up for this year, a mile square mono. Woman was a rad on a mob pinning
pool.
A mock woman was a sea warm. And I remember, Missa.
Amen.
Cabbage, I will share good cavalry. And found for so the archer. Tabby and I've been away to my room. How many now, maybe you will be out. And it's a beer, beer, more dry and cut down from Prebiazo. For Jesus Christ in unity. Amen.
Amen.
Right in Shah Sobana.
May the Lord bless you.
The baby address him up with Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to 10. My name says, Scripture, I went to the side of the person. Okay, she's not here. I'm going to my wing this world. So say, by the same time. Amen. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to 10.
Jonah, it's about the move up to see the move. And the Rade Asempa, Amitai, Bayuna, which he said, sorry, Koninive, who has seen me. Now, I move on, so say, one morning Afro Abamini. And I, Jonah, sorry, say, Ugani Apotasis, three already. Now, Usane call your papa. Now, who knew a shame here, Airportasis. Abujaka who say or free a radianim, they won apple passes. Now a radiman from a no yet day boy, a walk a bonoso. Now a hunkasia tree or a bonoso. Now a shamu ye said ye a robo. Now a shamu for no truly. Now what yet yamu prayer won a yammy. Now a toto a shamu a gadier who a woman, a year Harry Marwell. Now, so you're not here. I was sending for a shame to you upon the hat. And I a shame who penny in the corner chain. I'll catch you and say, a dear, I am war. Now, what the hat he say ye? Sorry to throw in Yankupon. Say, Abia, when Yankupon bed Jenny Yen home, I am your rat. Now, also see one who say, Mumra, my young chin tonto, and found who no idea, Ninti, sir, a man ye a by and sweet. And our chin tontono boy, you know. And our catrano say, Trayen, a dear Trayen, dear Ninti, sir, a man ye a by and sweet. What you want to say? Not a hen out free. Wasa say the same. Na o man be mu e na ofri na o ka kire won se bi ye hebrew ni na ma sorry erade o suru nyankopon a wo yo epo ene asase pese no e na enipa no suru opi na o ka kire ne se e de en na wayen na nnan na enipa ni nyina nim se erade anim na odwane efri bi se na wa ka kire won
amen erade wa asem ne yakin Rasumaye, Ebekasa Chiroma, with Jesus Christ in him. Amen. Ebraye Trans, Ebesa, 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1 to 5.
As we take our seat, let's open our scriptures to
2 Samuel, chapter 11, verse 1 to 5.
Samuel, Nguma, etosumi enu. Itidu bako, enyimu bako kusi enu. Na afinitwa emu no ebra ahemfo tu samu no David suma Yoab ne nkoa ka ne ho ani Israel nyina se onko sei amonfo na onko tua raba na David die tena Jerusalem na da bia nwumre David sorry free ne mpaso na oni nam ohene dan atifi no ofri edan no atifi hunu oba bi se orujare na oba no Oshe noa ehun ye fese na David suma ma woko bisa oba no ho asem na oka se oye Eliam ba Bathsheba hetini Uriah yurinie ena David suma obofo ma no kofa no na oba ne nchen na one ne die na odura ne ho free ne ho diguo no mu na osane ko ne fie na oba no nyinsen na osoma ma okoka kire David say na nyinsen amen
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 anadwe nyankopon asem ayi debetu ye hofo na yesunya de omu odifo William Branham Cranmer to say running away from the presence of the Lord amagini traden say running away from your responsibilities amen
the word of God that we are going to encourage ourselves tonight is captioned se wo dwane afri wo wasede e wo se wo ye ho
se wo ye asudi a nyakopon de ama won think of her na wo si asudi no wa di mo bra no pempie dwane afri asudi ho amen
many a times the responsibilities that the Lord has handed into our hands to abide in we run away from our responsibilities many times
press me kan kan ye ya
when we notice the scriptures we just read
Jonah wo nyakopon de for
Jonah was a prophet of the Lord.
Oni nyankopon anantim pem bebree.
He has walked with the Lord so many years.
Osi Awurade ne.
He heard the voice of the Lord.
Ana on Bible nso kire se onyankopon asem ba na di fo nchen.
And the scripture tells us that the word of the Lord comes to his servant the prophet.
Se ne ni wi fo ya bone a.
So if the people of Ninevite have sinned.
Ama bone na fro bedru onyankopon animo a.
And their sin has ascended into the presence of
God. Onyankopon timi sane me ne ni wi ka kire se mo sa kire firi mo akwa amone.
The Lord can never come to the people of Nineveh himself to come and tell them to repent from their evil ways.
Ba de no ma sam command di fo.
He gave his word to his prophet.
To di fo de ko se de Awurade sie ni.
And the prophet declared that says the Lord.
As Okasa said the Awurade sie ni a.
And if the prophet declared that says the Lord.
Na woman sa kire fo ma kwa amone ho.
And they refused to repent from their evil ways.
Onyakopon wo kwanya bia so de asotwe kwa wo mo so.
The Lord has every right to judge them.
Onyakopon so ka kire na asem se.
And the Lord has told us in his way.
Odi boye ni wo nya ne fe.
The devil for a sinner.
Ohe wo ma dwen sa kire.
He seeks their repentance.
So
the Lord wanted Jonah to go and warn the people of Nineveh so that the Lord may not judge them unrighteously. And Jonah knew that as the Lord has sent me to go and declare repentance to the people of Nineveh, if they repent from their evil ways, God is going to forgive them their sins.
And
or if I go and they refuse to accept me, they are the heathens of the world. They can even stone me. So as he has to take the word of God to journey with, a lot of thought came into his mind. He decided to flee from the presence of the Lord. But remember, he being a prophet, it was his responsibility to go and deliver the word of the Lord to the people of Nineveh. What was Jonah doing? He was running from his responsibilities. He entered into a ship full of merchandise. He descended into the deep of the ship and slept. Sometimes we think that I'm doing something in my secret room, and the Lord is not seeing whatever that is going on. Whatever that you do in secrecy, the Lord is able to know Jonah thought that in the deep side of the ship, the Lord has refused to see him. Whether you find yourself in the deepest pit, the Lord can still see you. And the second thing is that if God has committed unto you a certain responsibility, it is good unto you to do what God requires you to do. If God is telling you to
do,
and you want to flee from that responsibility, your problems and your woes will be so many. So it pays to hear the voice of the Lord. And we should do whatever he has instructed us to do. So the people that was in the ship says that we have been journeying through this sea many a times. And the storms was waving. And it wanted to capsize the ship. And they took off their loads from the ship. It's like a businessman who has gone to buy some items which he was going to sell for a profit. And there has come a circumstance so that he has to throw all the goods that he has bought away. They wanted to throw all the goods away so that the ship can become so light. Whatever that they did, the waves were still blowing. The Lord has his own way. He has his own way of warning
us.
If you see what you are doing is not accepted to the Lord, don't push the Lord to put you into a certain situation. So through the waves, Jonah was somewhere sleeping. But the storm was blowing because of Jonah. Sometimes, because of your disobedience, it can affect somebody who does not know anything.
I said the Achan choir, you know.
It was like what Achan did. The Lord has said, if you go to the Hittites town and destroy all their items, make sure that you don't take anything that belongs to their idols. But when Achan stole the Babylonian garments, when they went to the war, even the people that did not stole that items, they were the people dying. Until Joshua declared that this was not the promise of the Lord. Why? He noticed something. The The law that we walk, we
are
walking
with.
We are working with His
and
word.
Say,
and His word tells us,
see, it's
if we abide in His
ne
word,
ne
and we don't turn left,
ne
and don't turn right, there will be no enemy that can stand before us all the days of our life. So how come are we failing? So we have to take inventory into our
lives.
We have to search the reason why this has befallen us. That's what happened to
you.
So the businessman said that we have been businessing all day long. We haven't met this tragedy before. We have to cast a lot. They brought Jonah. Mr. Man, don't you know what is going on in the ship? Just come. They cast the Lord before
Jonah.
And the Lord fell upon Jonah. So if we are the church of the Lord, Jesus has promised that He will never leave us. He will be with us unto the end of the world. And this church of Jesus Christ, the gate of hell cannot prevail against the church. So if there comes a time, and we don't see it as the Lord has said, we shouldn't take it so lightly. We have to set our
eyes.
We have to set our
eyes.
It is our attitude to our responsibility to lift the banner of the Lord. So if you don't see it like that, it is our responsibility to go before the Lord. Lord, this isn't the promise. So Jonah said, I am a prophet of the Lord. And I am fleeing from the presence of the Lord. How can you flee from the presence of the Lord? If you go to the north, He's still God. If you go to the south, He's still the Lord. If you go to the east, He's still God. If you go to the west, He's still God. If you go to the
east,
even the gate of hell can never be
open.
So where can you run to? It doesn't matter he being a prophet. The thought of man came into his mind. As I have bought the ship, I'm gone. He said to him, if you are the reason why we are perishing, for thousands to die, you alone will suffer. They took him and threw him into the sea. And the Lord told him that whether you like it or not, you are going to deliver the message. He entered into the belly of the whale.
Bible says,
the scripture said that when he entered into the ship, he paid for the ship. And this time, God transported Jonah free. It tells you, when God sends you,
He
gives you whatever that you need. If it is the Lord that has sent you, just
so the message,
if He gives you a message, don't think the means that
the Lord will provide.
When Jonah came to his realization, he was standing at the shore of Nineveh, where all the fishermen were going to
for
fish. And because of the adultery of the people of Nineveh, when they saw Jonah, they saw that he came from the whale, and it was the sea
the Bible
that
had
sent him. And the Bible said that he was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. And the belly vomited him on the
back.
So when he screamed for all the city of Nineveh was
sick.
In the wisdom of men, it was as if he shouldn't have run away. But in the wisdom of God, he was preparing a way for the people of Nineveh. When he laid down the message, when the king heard the message, together with his elders, the married men, the bachelors, the children, all the beasts of the city, they all proclaimed fast for 3 days. They sat in ashes and dust
and
pleaded for repentance and forgiveness of sins. And the Lord listened to them. So as we being in the church of the Lord, sometimes we need to take inventory into our lives. I realized by yourself that I was walking with the Lord. But now, when I search my own life, I don't feel the Lord in me. I have to proclaim a fast. I have to allow the Lord to come into my life. There are some things in the world that we don't have to lose them. You have labored so much and you have been able to buy a car. You have been labored and able to build your own house. You have labored and have placed some money in your accounts. Every time you pray that, that thing will remain in your
house.
But if the Lord gets out of our lives, how do we feel?
Or
we feel so normal, we sleep and wake, and it seems as something normal to us. Let's search our lives. How you were with the Lord when you get married, how was your relationship? When you were jobless, how was your relationship? And after you have gotten a job, has the Lord become your God? You were seeking for the fruit of the womb, and when you get the
child,
so many a times, let's set our lives and know that if we lose the Lord, we have lost all things.
Jonah. After
Jonah wandered and wandered and wandered, what the Lord entrusted unto him to go and deliver the message, he delivered the message as the Lord sent him. Let's look at what we just read in
2 Samuel. When
God used Saul to be the king of the Israel for the first
Bible
time,
Bible describes Saul, no, he will be our war.
The scripture describes Saul as a man of a long stature.
That was Sunwapa.
He was a stout man.
David was with Pakro Kroa.
And David was a man of young, he was just a young man.
It's Israel, no?
So in the nation of Israel.
So I'm going to call him the deal.
Whenever they are going to battle, it was the king who leads the country.
2 Samuel chapter 11, they say.
So the scripture we just read says,
a blood rules and can do a man in David.
When it was time for the kings to go for battle, David refused.
And now, he said,
David thought that he is a king and he has the power. So he sent man to go for the battle.
But
in the plans of the Lord, it was the king who was supposed to lead the battle. So when Ahab was the king of the Israel, and when he was about to go for a battle and Micaiah was in prison, when all the prophets was prophesying that king, go to the battle and you are going to prevail, Ahab together with Jehoshaphat, and the king said that something has struck his heart that all the prophecy that has come was not enough. So he should seek a certain different prophecy from a different prophet. And they told him to go and bring
Micaiah.
When Micaiah came, he said to the king, if you want that, says the Lord, if you are able to go to this war and come back in peace, it isn't the Lord who has spoken unto me. Because it was the king who is supposed to lead the city. So it was the responsibility of David to lead the country in the war. And David refused to go. If you run from your responsibility, Satan will give you a responsibility.
David,
David was not a butler in the kingdom.
Now, Rehoshem, they
say, and the most pathetic news of it is that you did not go to the war. And you were roaming on the rooftop of your building. Live long, king, and he will raise strength. Amen.
Now Israel so akon a wo mu di akon.
And the nation Israelites was standing on the battlefield.
Now Bible say, "Wo nam abansoro wa wo koba no."
When he was walking on the rooftop,
no so baby gina ne fia mo bro wani baby wo dware.
He saw a certain woman bathing in her house.
And then the born so ape.
When the king set his eyes on that woman, he sent for people to go and inquire of that woman. And he was told, she is the wife of the captain Uriah. When the king heard this, someone has left his wife and the family back home. Go and fight for the nation Israelites. If you will desire for any woman, this shouldn't be the woman that you have to desire
for.
And because he ran away from his responsibilities, he did something that was contrary to the word of the Lord. He sent for the woman. The woman came and he lied with her. And the lesson in this for our women is that this is why the scripture says that the women should adorn themselves with
shamelessness.
And we should dress as it seems
a Christian.
If a man sees the nakedness of a woman and desire her, it is the same way as she has slept.
It is a old basal now. You can catch yourself attired.
If you come to the church and the deacon tells you that your dress is not good enough to come to the church with, it isn't that he hates
it's
you.
Me man,
he wants you to
live
with the word of the Lord.
So
if you are a married man and your wife dresses a certain dress that is not good enough, tell her how to put off that dress and bring a decent dress to the church.
William Branham say,
the prophet says,
there
are some women who are virgin. They have dressed a certain kind of dressing that has exposed them, and men has looked upon their dressing and desire of them, and God is going to judge them.
And can a spoken word message, you know, say, "Oh, you can see, and will be unfair." Atadie you lose, I will say, "A man we are free, no, Osha will be unfair."
In the olden days, when our women used to dress so loose, they were not ashamed of their dressing.
If you put minimum, say, "Me kondo wo unfair."
They can dress so tight to the neck that they don't feel ashamed of it. But as the days goes by, we want to copy the world. We were so primitive. We know how to live.
But
the prophet tells me to tell you
that
if the world is going to the left side, go to the right side. They need to look at us and repent of their evil ways. So anything of this world, the church of God, that is why the scripture tells us that we should not love the world or the things of this world. All the things of this world, what are the things that is in the world? The eye of the flesh, the desire of the eye,
and
the pride of life. If you allow our eye to deceive
us,
we will copy every fashion that will come on.
But
if the Holy Spirit abides in you, you don't adorn yourself in the things of the
world.
You seek the salvation of your soul so that you may know that your soul is having a good relationship with the Lord.
I feel obey me at the report, Brennan. I said, Nana.
And this woman brought a report to the king.
And you saying,
I have pregnant.
And to her say, Nana ne wabada. I'm obey sebi sebo swimming you, sebo swimming you know. Obey to me and you say, no, couldn't flow. Tokwa my. It's a young tokwa ne da form.
Consider the king who has lied with this woman, maybe 1 month or more than that, and she has conceived. And yet the husband was yet to return from the battlefield. You can notice that the battle was not an easy battle.
And to your better 12, verse 8, 7. 2 Samuel chapter 11. Now here say, Nana Tun Krakoma will be on 1 year in the year, say, Omrefi,
oba wa manensanom ona ne yira kwa kwa dana ka odinyinsana sa kwache nukum okwasem na sabna no oden.
So when we read verse 7, the king sent to the man Uriah to come back to the house so that he will cause him to drink and go home and lie with his wife, so that the king will know that it was the husband who has impregnated the wife.
Fifthly, verse 7, my brother.
Samuel ngume tosu mi enuti du baako enyimu nson ade krono. Now Uriah edru ni cheno. David bisa no said ye you up any edom no tie, any said ye esa no nso esa no tie.
And I said ye oh, na me hodo do me menti mi ankoku ni bi. Ntimo frano mra obai oh what to say? Ba no won agenda. Ade na ekoso ho captain we hu ye. Nipa na kasai mo be hia akode ye. Ade na fa medom. O twi na adwena firi bibi so. Na no kwasem ni. Ye nyina enka no kure se. Ye wa ko no be bosumi na abosumi mi no. Ba be dra hin fi na na se. Mama akwanya kofie. Ahwa na ontumiri kan ko. I heard their branching way ye. Verse 8.
Imu watche no. Now David catcher Uriah say Saniko ufie kwa hohoro wona ho na Uriah free ohini fie kwa na Uriah free ohini fie kwa ye no wode ohini aye ye die free di nachi na Uriah koda ohini efie epuna no na one ni wura nko ani nyina na won sane anko ni fie na okatcher David say Uriah an sane anko ni fie na David catcher Uriah say enye okwan na ufri baaye adenti na wan sane anko fie na Uriah ka kire David say
oh ana small sebra ana no edu so a do no be kan bia so odi na asem so.
If the king is ruling over you, you have to abide by everywhere that
he tells you. Na ekoso akono wa ka kire na wie.
He wanted to know how the battle is faring. You have told him
ana na mo akonya se kofie ne ne we yire nkoda.
And the king has allowed you to go to your house and lie with your wife.
He said, "Nye obi a osuro nyankopon adwini nyankopon man ho. Se nyankopon man gina kono, meda kofie na meyira koda."
If it isn't a person who feared the Lord and thinks about the nation of the Lord, how wouldn't he have gone to the house and lie with his wife?
Meme what them here nyina enya opportunity na by 90% na be dem rika be kofie.
All the men in this room right now, if you've gotten this opportunity, 90% of us, coming back from the battlefront, you have already desired your wife.
David
now you catch where David say, Adakano, any Israel, any you that it is assassimu, na mirra you up, any mirra unkua abobo and sraben rem, na medie. Minko mi fie enko didi na menom na mene me yure na na se woti asie na wo kra ati asie bri ni sa asemu David catchre Uriah say tena ha enenso na ochina mema wako ena Uriah tena Jerusalem eda no ne adechie na David frere no na odidi nanim na onoman na omano broy na enwumre no ofri edi koda ne mpaso na one na oni niura nkoa na wonsane anko ne fie.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, a day de kind na oto na safre no no. Wa ma na amu. Onza kwa we fide na msum ye na amfa.
The first day that he invited him, he never caused him to.
Twe de meme na didi no abo nya bodi ya de meken bi obedi ya chirako.
And the second time he decided to make him drink so that whatever that he tells him he would do it.
Wa bo na na adwene da ho.
He was drunk but he was so conscious of his mind. He did not go home. He slept at the palace of the king. Why?
Now what?
He thinks about the nation of. He saw the people who were dying at the battlefield.
As long as Radia suffer, yen we na yen inkunemono, and rest.
As long as the Church of the Lord has not finished the battle and be victorious, he will not rest. So I will never replace my wife in place of the battle that the country, the nation of God is battling. So I will sleep in the king's house. If it wasn't you, the king, who sent for me, I would have been at the battle. It wasn't my wife, he invited me. So, king, if you have done with me, I need to go back to the battle. And see to the victory of the nation of Israel.
So
regardless of all the what the king did, Uriah didn't go back home. Amen. What was David doing? He has impregnated someone's wife. He wanted that person to go and sleep with the wife. So that it may be known that it was the husband who impregnated the wife. So people who impregnate people's wife was not just started today. Wode Uriah kodi ye ode na Yoab erishye kuro no no wode Uriah kodi de onim se do merima wo no na kuro no mu no merima free di na kuro no mu e merima free di free di ene Yoab be coin na edom a wo ye David enko anu mu bi totoy na hetini Uriah nso toy ene Yoab Ena you have smama okoka esanumu nsem nyina akire David.
Amen.
Amen.
Ohun de nana ye. You say waye bia na wo se wonye ntie de ono nana eka. Ba na ono wo buo menyankopon asem akien so betie nana. Afid nana se afa pen ne pepa. Ena ma tro se ta nipa we ba fie wode amane abebo me. Ba mo fa no kokon ba bie mu odin. Ne se mo ye de na mo nyina mo twem ho firi ne ho. Sabi obe wu akono enya rehosem na na o senka o di o man nim go omkokom wa wa anko wo wa ma bebre so ja fo krai o me virgin sa wo ko srese wo peyre betimi de bia mawo wo mu bia so wani oba akofo wo gina di ma yankopon man na ko fa na yire.
Amen.
Very sad story.
Enya rehosem
afei o de ye koye a won de onim de wo One namely yokuta with death warrant, when you say you could so quacko wua, Uncle Henry, the Grand Cran and Cow and Cran. Now, Namanonwa, Crata, Yediko Kuno, Ekutano, Pam Pam Pine, Tom Coni and Cocunus, when you say, and now at Letama, when you are Quatiano.
Uriah was holding his own death warrant without knowing that the king has planned that they should set him to the place where the battle is so sore, so that the people can withdraw from him and he will be killed. He did it and it happened to him as he was killed.
And the
captain sent a message to the king that, King, what you told us to do, we have done it according to
the
king. So if anybody hears that the wife of Uriah is impregnated, he knew that it was Uriah who died at the battlefront who was the one who impregnated. So the thing was covered, but it was not covered in the presence of the Lord. You can do it in secret, but it is not in secret.
It's in the Bible say,
that is why the scripture
says,
all things are naked,
whatever
that you do in secret. In this church,
that's where the living God tabernacle.
The name is the living God tabernacle. The living God tabernacle. So if we come into the presence of the Lord, we know nothing apart from the word of the Lord. If you hold the world, without the word, this
is.
But what makes this room so exceptional is that those who are filled with the word of the Lord and abide in the word of the Lord, here is our meeting. So if we meet here, we come to meet with the Lord because his word abides in us. We have respect. So it is our responsibility. We need to abide whatever that he has instructed us to abide in. The married people have their responsibility.
Bible says,
the The scripture says that wives, submit yourself to your husband.
Obema do wegrese wa wo.
Husband, love your wife as yourself.
You see, enti mi anya ne sa.
So if you fail to do it, it is our responsibility that God has handed unto us as his children. So if you fail to do
David
it,
the same scale.
We are on the same scale with David.
David thought
that what he did has been covered.
And so
it was not pleased to the Lord.
And Osman did for.
He sent his prophets.
David in chain.
Go to David.
Go
and tell him.
I thought that
sometimes what comes to us is that.
They said David fear.
Look at the house of David. Saul has rebelled against the Lord, and the Lord was seeking somebody to come and rule over
his...
He was having older brothers who were so nice and beautiful, more than David. At that time, he was on the desert taking care of the sheep. When Samuel took the oil to the house, he looked at the stout of
God's soul
and how handsome he was, how giant he was. If Saul is no longer there, this one can stand
in.
If he planned to anoint him with the oil, the Lord will tell him to stop.
This is what I
man sees what the eyes can see, but I, the Lord, sees the heart.
Samuel
tried, and all the people in the house, the Lord rejected them all. So when they were all sitting, and
Samuel
asked that, are you all the children? Is there not any other one? There they remembered that there is a man in the desert, the outcast of men. He did not remember where the Lord brought him. You were on the desert. You were battling with the
world.
And the Lord remembered you where you
were.
The Lord remembered you who
you were.
When it was money, when it was handsome,
when
it was his great and his great, that held you where you were taking care of the sheep. And he brought you out of the
desert
and set you to a place of David should have remembered this to glorify the Lord. He has now occupied a position. And he thought that the Lord fears him.
David, go lay at Beginner.
The Lord has anointed you, and when Goliath stood before you, you were able to slay
David
him. David thought that what all that he has done, he was having a good relationship with God, that whatever that he does, the Lord will just overlook on it.
It
isn't the God that we worship.
David,
all that David did.
The
Lord was inquiring David to have repentance in him, that he would say, Lord, this is what I have done. You have impregnated somebody. You have killed the husband. David has transgressed 3 of the 10 commandments. Do not envy your somebody's wife. Do not commit adultery. Do not commit murder. David has done all this. But in all these commandments, when you transgress against one of them, it requires
death.
Let's remember the woman who committed adultery. When the Pharisees
saw her,
they picked stones to go and stone her. Why? If you commit adultery, you have to be stoned. So what David did, he needed to be stoned. But it was the king who has committed the
adultery.
Whether you are a pastor, whether you are a deacon, or a church member, what he knows is his
way.
If the minister
ends,
the punishment that the church member will go through, you the pastor will go through the same
question.
Yours may be too difficult. So the God that we are working with, let's consider his
word.
He has exalted his word more than his name.
David,
so David thought that it was covered. The Lord sent his prophet to him. Go and rebuke my servant. Because the prophet was so wise, when he went into the king's palace, he did it in proverbial way. We all know how the story was. There was this. We all know how the story, how Nathan narrated the story. There is this man who has been stricken down by a poverty, having one sheep. And this rich man, having fooled so many sheep, he got a visitor and he went for this poverty man's one sheep and used it to prepare a meal for his visitor.
David tea seven ape.
When David heard the story, is this man in this my city? This man not to be
slain.
Why do you do such a wicked thing? And the prophet said that, King, you are the Lord has sent
me
to you. What woman will the Lord not give you? You have so many wives that surround
you.
And this my servant's wife, just one wife of this my servant, David, who is standing at the battlefront, you have gone for his wife and lied with her.
I feel like David,
and David came to his realization. He knelt before the Lord.
And asked him,
what brought all this?
He
led the people of Israel to go to the battle. This trap wouldn't have fallen him. So what I'm telling you tonight is that being the children of God bought by his blood and brought us to this world in this
same
time, each and every one of us has our responsibility handed us to
him.
You can't tell me that you are the child of the Lord without
us.
It is our responsibility to reveal Christ to the world. It is our responsibility to be a letter read by the world that the Christ that we testify, he is in us.
Because the same way.
Remember this story.
Yeah,
we went to a funeral at Jachi. The boy was with us in the church and he died.
No, I'm sorry, but maybe I'm not in the area.
He was around where I live.
Any day.
When they were conveying the body to the cemetery, I decided to go and have myself.
And who said, like spot?
I saw a certain spot. I decided to go and find myself. And I realized that they were selling hard drinks over there. So when I entered in, the man told me that they don't sell soft drinks, so he will go and show me where I can get one. And immediately we step out of the bar, and I met a certain brother. And that man knew that brother. And he told the brother to show me where I can get more. And the brother said that immediately I saw Brother Mankwa entering into the spot, I decided to go and check whatever he's going to do over there. So if I said to myself that there is no one here, so I'm going to do it in secret, look at what has happened now. And I told him that, brother, I'm just coming to buy myself more. So wherever that you find yourself, you may not know who is watching. You may not know who you can
be.
So if you have believed Jesus, wherever you may be, it is your responsibility to reveal this Christ. What you hate in your own house. When you travel, you hate that thing. Don't tell yourself that
message
in Kumasi.
I
have come to the city, so I am coming to live. I have traveled overseas, so my life has changed. He is the God of
earth.
As his word
is,
his word does not change. So you cannot change that. I have traveled.
And I will be any hunty.
Well, there is no one around.
Let your light shine.
Wherever you find yourself, Mawokania and Shrink.
If you are dear David,
to see what David did.
Now, after say what patching in every
after he has asked for forgiveness,
then you put in a bonnet channel.
And God has forgiven
after
him.
If you walk her name and to David when I feel in a man terminal brabum.
From that time on, check what happens to David and his children and everything in his family.
And I'm making over Baba.
He never married one wife.
I feel David Babema.
Now, a son of David.
He desired
to have affair with his own sister from different
mother.
He pretended to fell sick.
Now say, go and tell my father the
king
that I'm sick.
He got this counsel through his friend. Tell your father that you are sick, so he should allow your sister to come and prepare you food.
Your papa said,
and the kings know that his daughter going to prepare a meal for his son, there was nothing. But it was a desire of a sinful desire that was. He went to the kitchen and prepared a meal. He decided to place the food on the table and the guys told him that, no, I cannot get out, so bring it to the closure of the bed. The sister was having a clear mind. She was a virgin, knowing no man. And he is my brother. So she was having no fear. So when he got closer to his brother, stop what you are doing. It is an evil thing that you are doing. And the brother lied with his sister.
I didn't hear.
Why?
David had a baby.
David has sown a seed.
And his son called him also.
And that seed was transferred to his
son.
The one thing is that.
Tell the Bible can't hear.
As the scripture says.
When we are away, what did not mean by
some iniquity when you do it, you bring.
What will how every woman?
You bring problems on your family.
It's the entrance of God's kingdom.
So we should leave. We should leave the word of God.
Let
Israel be
prayer.
That the blessing that the Lord brings to us.
Israel be some choir yourself also.
May be transmitted to our generation.
See, let Israel be some sweat here.
For we to rebel against the word of God.
See, be
sing in the presence of God.
Let Israel be the one who
and the Lord will bring the curses unto our children.
Let Israel be the one
may the Lord be forbidden for us.
It's your will for our masudi.
So, the married people have their responsibility.
We are branching our own way.
So, as being a youth who is not married, you have your own responsibility.
Bible say.
The scripture says.
A bra, we are branching our own way.
When you were youth or married.
Wahu adin, obre, obi biya ode sume urade.
Your time, your strength, and your everything you used to
worship the Lord.
And if this thing is true in our life.
As a branch, the branch and me ban kaya demahama.
Many of our youth will be filled in this tabernacle. It is our responsibility that each and every day when these doors are open, we have to come and fill the house of the Lord. And nowadays, the youth have no zeal to love the Lord as it was. This mobile phone has come to this world.
You see, maybe the TikTok.
This social media platform called TikTok, WhatsApp, Facebook.
Facebook. Twitter, thread, bra 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 bra. Obetimat now bear 7 to 8 hours. On your tie, omre.
He can sit on this social media platform for so many hours without getting tired.
So was school no baba yon so ha.
If he's going to have his exams,
and
in
I
the
just don't know so no or for book no swing.
1 o'clock in the middle of the night, he will wake up and study.
Then look one of the night is in swim.
He will even put his feet in water.
All
because he doesn't want to fail.
By the sound,
if you can bring this zeal into the word of the Lord, to wake up in the night,
pray,
if we can battle with the Lord, in the
Lord,
we will be victorious in many things. So, from the youth to the adult, we are all having our responsibility.
He said, odi ni man nim kokun awa nkwa obonifo de ne sabeka ne de enim guase ebre no.
So as it was the king's responsibility to lead the nation Israel to the battle and he refused to go.
Sana ye nso ya sudi se.
It is our responsibility also.
The way you suffer
being a minister.
We a deacon.
Being a deacon.
Yakopon asem ansana obefre won.
Oh, the word of the Lord before he
calls. Wa kan Timothy nwoma. He
has written in the book of Timothy the life that you need to live, the attitude that you need to portray. Even your wife and your children. So it isn't false that calling a minister is what the Lord requires. It is your responsibility to live what the Lord tells you.
Send your hand and the mind and the blood of the
as it was the responsibility for
the
it is the same way that any battle comes into the church. So if you are a minister, you don't run from the
battlefield.
You come to the battlefield. And if you go to the
battlefield,
whatever happens, we shall be victorious. Even if sickness strikes
us,
he has promised us he is our healer. If any problems come, he tells us that he has borne all
of his sins.
Anything that takes away our people, he has paid for it. So all that we
need
is to abide in the word of the Lord.
And journey
as
he is
told. As the Lord has
spoken to
him, he shall be victorious. Many
are
times we run away from the word of the Lord. We find so many excuses. Sometimes it takes fasting and prayer to face that thing. So if you want to be victorious in all
things,
we shouldn't run from our responsibilities. We should walk in the promise of the Lord. We should walk in the word of the Lord. We should stand as soldiers. It is named that. He is a mighty man. In battle. If someone is a mighty man leading
you,
if you stay away from him, you will be a failure.
Into the Living God Tabernacle Church.
So the Church of the Living God Tabernacle. Tonight, let's this God who has called us. He did not call us just by calling us. Those who has passed away have their testimony. This God is where it does not fail.
But Daniel,
I'm finishing with Daniel. He knows that the word of the Lord instructs him. He should not cease praying.
And
he knows what prayer does for
him.
And he has worked with the Lord. And by this prayer and the gift of God that has been given unto him, so when they found themselves in Babylon, he knew that it was his responsibility to commune with his God. And this nation Babylon was full of adultery. So they decided to silence Daniel. Where he gets we will cut the source. So that he will be a mere man like us. So they called him and told him, if you used to pray in your country,
Babylon had the wind team empire.
Here in Babylon, you cannot pray.
If you see
you praying,
we
will put you into trouble.
And Daniel said.
Daniel said, if lion will devour me, if I will be quenched
by
my prayer, if it was any of us, all that we will do is that we just whisper. But But Daniel caused them to know. Their law that they have set
can
never change him and his
God. Son and pie, but
he can, it cannot change
but his God.
Ask when he stood
for them.
And he never allowed them to put him down.
The
Lord stood for him. Lion couldn't
defy
him. The Lord was so what I'm... Anytime that we stand for the word of
the
Lord, the word of Lord will stand for
us.
Anytime that we don't stand with the word of the Lord, it will cause us to
sin.
In our hands. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord strengthen you. May he set us high. That's what
stood
the thing that still
Lord
can still us.
I don't want you to be so.
That is what
I want to
be on earth.
Amen.
Amen.
But you should trust.
Bow your head down.
I swear, Rade, say, Rade, bra, you could feel.
Lead to the Lord that, Lord, as you are going home.
Jonah, Nipan, Nipan, and Chen Jonah.
I'm not a human being than Jonah.
David in power, well, Rade, was one say, Kosra, no Mumpono. A baby, you're too near. Never had a man.
If David was your anointed to be the king of Israel, if this was what befell him, who am I? Lord, I need your grace tonight. Don't let me rebel against you. Let me find my responsibility so I
will abide.
My victory lies in my responsibility. Open your mouth and pray as we close.
Amen. Your deacons in the back, a yarpa, a beer done with the usu. The way the young point you want to my children. The among pious will be to me, yes. If you are not sure what I said, do a bonafide, she be a fast of companion for home, and yes, I for baby, I'm ready with demo. You're training in ammo. Say where you actually, what time for us to say, managing a two in your quiet, you are not bomb pie and sign your poem.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Lord.
David in power wouldn't need the and any be intimidated. Why am from so that way, when you so.
Oh.
Who are suffering more bombing
Amen. I
said they were doyet
Amen.
From which your tea uncle could be a
Amen.
If you feel dear, any chua dear be a dear tea would be in the
Amen.
But I said they will pay our suffering. Why the night you're so and our number down ready.
Amen.
The bomb pass, my uncle, you're more trying.
Amen. Amen.
Yedi kan ye bia na wa asema akoka e boje na fa chaye.
Amen.
E free yasofo so asafo mpanyimfo deacons, trustees awarefo, esojafo. Ba bia yan hye wan munyam ne koye ne wusem. Pa boje pepa ne nyina free ye brem.
Amen.
Ewade kan ye se. Yedi nipa wa ye yen, se wodi yen ebe wusu wiase.
Amen.
Na wodi yen be di wiase otamfo so nkunim.
Amen.
Pa de se yakota ade a. You bet me a gin and open for an air dear sea.
Amen.
When you couldn't dear way, I dear your name. You're two your men and I shall answer. You're two your animal to twain and I shall answer.
Amen.
If we are sipping at you, Colaco Monsieur near Sam, Jesus, Kayamas almost was with the Bombay Canea Shrine, a many penny in a home.
Amen.
And I be kind of bray your coffee. I watch you here and share my dear and I shall answer.
Amen.
I won't cross off for a suffering penny for any sort of man in our home. I open here, Bessia. Akasa woni edi ni edi asedama we ni empire na dwi with Jesus Christ demon. Amen.
Amen.